As I mentioned, there are civil cases and there are criminal cases. Here is a quick overview of the distinctions between the two. In a civil case, a plaintiff files the lawsuit against a defendant. In other words, a plaintiff is the person suing, and a defendant is the one being sued. In a criminal case, the government is going after the defendant. The government is often called a prosecutor. Civil cases can be heard by a jury or a judge, and if it's heard by a jury, it usually need not be decided unanimously. It can be a majority or a supermajority of jurors. Criminal cases likewise can be heard by a jury or a judge, but when it is a jury, often it must be a unanimous verdict. All of the jurors must agree with the outcome. In a civil case, the proof is often preponderance of the evidence, which means like 51%. If I sue you saying that your falling tree destroyed my car, and your defense is my car was already wrecked, the jury will take a look at the facts and then say which they think is a little more likely than the other, which version of the truth. Whichever version gets 51% will be the winning side. In a criminal case, proof is usually guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, a lot more than 51%. What that is, people disagree on, but it's a lot more than 51%. You have to be pretty darn sure before you find someone guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. In a civil case, if the plaintiff wins, the defendant has to usually pay money, hand over money, occasionally has to do something that the judge will order. For example, cut down a tree that is impinging on someone else's property. The defendant in a civil case, worst case scenario, loses on absolutely everything. In a civil case, the defendant will not have to go to jail. Jail is simply not an issue in a civil case where it's one person suing another person. In a criminal case, by contrast, if the government wins, if the prosecutor wins, the defendant must pay government money sometimes, that's called a fine, sometimes do something a judge orders, such as community service, write letters of apology to victims, things like that, and sometimes go to jail or go on probation. So criminal cases can send defendants to jail. Civil cases do not ever send defendants to jail.